From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, March 12th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
As we've been hearing, Governor Janet Mills announced today that the Maine Center for Disease Control has tested the first presumptive positive case of coronavirus in the state. Mills says the woman is currently quarantined in her home and that state officials are investigating what her travel history may have been and who she may have come into contact with.
The individual who tested positive, presumptive positive, is a woman in her 50s who lives in Androscoggin County.
The Mills administration also says it'll release more information about the case when it becomes available. In the meantime, the governor is proclaiming an insurance emergency to improve access to care and require private health plans to cover costs related to coronavirus testing. She's also suspending all non-essential out-of-state work travel for state employees and recommending that non-essential large indoor gatherings of 250 people or more be postponed to help reduce the spread of the virus. It was supposed to be the day for organized labor to lobby state legislators on perennial issues of interest to unions. But as Mal Leary reports, their focus today turned instead to the plight of Mainers hurt economically by coronavirus.
Maine AFL-CIO President Cynthia Finney says she's very worried about the tens of thousands of workers in the state with low-paying jobs and no paid sick leave who will be hurt if the spread of COVID-19 results in layoffs or isolation at home.
Many workers will be asked entirely reasonably to stay home, but what's unreasonable is that under our current system, those workers will, in many cases, will bear the burden of that in ways that their household budgets may or may not be able to absorb.
Finney says labor leaders are talking with lawmakers about a range of proposals that might help, including changes to unemployment compensation and paid sick leave. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
And all of Maine's adult prisons now deploy medically assisted treatment for opioid addiction in inmates. The Bangor Daily News reports Maine State Prison was the final facility to adopt the measure when it did so last month. The Department of Corrections provides 178 patients with medicine as part of the program. Maine has spent approximately $1.2 million to implement the program within its prisons since July. In weather tonight, becoming overcast statewide with some light snow in the north and lows in the low 20s to the high 30s. Tomorrow, snow far north with 2 to 4 inches of accumulation. Otherwise, a mix to rain with up to 2 inches of accumulation in the mountains. Rain along the coast with highs in the mid-30s to the high 40s. The first presumptive case of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, has been identified in Maine. At a midday press conference in Augusta today, Governor Janet Mills announced steps the state's taking to reduce spread of the virus that has caused a global pandemic and is now hitting home. Patty White has more.
Speaking in the State House Cabinet Room, Governor Mills told a crowd of reporters that test results for the first presumptive positive case in Maine came in that morning.
The individual who tested positive, presumptive positive, is a woman in her 50s who lives in Androscoggin County.
The case is presumptive positive until it's confirmed by the Federal Centers for Disease Control. Mills says the woman is quarantined at home and that public health officials are investigating the woman's travel history and possible community exposure. The governor declined to provide additional details, but Kate Carlisle, a spokesperson for Central Maine Healthcare, later confirmed by phone that the woman was tested at Central Maine Medical Center's emergency department on Tuesday. Carlisle says the woman recently traveled to a country experiencing an outbreak of the coronavirus. After returning home, she developed respiratory symptoms and self-isolated until she was tested for COVID-19. In light of this first presumptive case in the state, Governor Mills proclaimed an insurance emergency. The action requires insurers to cover costs related to testing for the coronavirus. Mills says the State Department of Health and Human Services is also issuing emergency rules to ensure Maine Care coverage.
Cost should not be an obstacle for anyone seeking a diagnosis or health care treatment for COVID-19.
Governor Mills is also suspending all non-essential out-of-state work travel for state employees for the next 30 days. And she's recommending that all indoor events of 250 people or more be postponed for the next 30 days. Dr. Nirav Shah, director of the Maine CDC, says the state needs to seize the opportunity to delay the onset and flatten the curve of a potential outbreak.
Measures such as these limitations on large gatherings are the most effective when they are implemented before a community experiences widespread community transmission. That is the situation that we are in right now.
This kind of social distancing, Shah says, is the strongest tool the state has to combat the coronavirus. Unlike the flu, there's no vaccine or immunity against COVID-19, and the virus that causes it spreads easily through coughs and sneezes. Shah says he's particularly concerned about individuals in long-term care facilities who are at highest risk for contracting the disease because of their age and underlying medical conditions. But for now, Shah says the CDC recommends nursing homes only screen guests, not suspend visits.
Visitors in long-term care facilities are an essential part of preventing social isolation of the very residents there. We also recognize that visitors can be effective advocates for the residents in those homes. So we have to balance those things.
When asked what steps businesses should take to contain the spread of the coronavirus, Governor Mills says she suggested to the Maine State Chamber of Commerce to encourage employees to work from home if possible. She urges businesses to be generous with their leave policies. Mills also reminded individuals to take precautions for themselves and their communities, to wash hands regularly with soap and water, avoid visiting older people in person, and to stay home when sick.
To the people of Maine, take care of yourselves. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We will get through this.
As of Thursday, 86 people in Maine have been tested for COVID-19. One presumptive positive, 65 negative, and 20 tests still pending. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.